The Murdered Kotaku, Crime Stories from the Beyond, Episode Number 2. Today is the 22nd of December 2022, and I'm your host, Alan. Thanks for joining us. This episode is brought to you by
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
L. 94 to 467 added references to persons protected by international law, section 1113 of this title, and penalties for an individual convicted of attempted murder. L. 103 to 322, SS 60003, inserted any such person convicted of first-degree murder shall be imprisoned for life, and after this title, unless otherwise provided. Whoever is found guilty of murder in the second degree shall be imprisoned either for a term of years, or for life. Defendants who are convicted of murder in the second degree are typically sentenced to years instead of life imprisonment, and are usually eligible for parole. Murders that involved ill will not rise to the level of first-degree murder are generally considered to constitute second-degree murder. In California, for instance, the statute that defines first-degree murder lays out different ways the offense may take place. Most jurisdictions punish murder as a misdemeanor, requiring neither willful intent nor a state of mind that is murderous under the Model Penal Code. The Model Penal Code defines intent to kill as intentionally, or recklessly, under circumstances that demonstrate an extraordinary disregard for human life's worth. Criminal intent is also implied by nefariousness and is consistent with the mental condition that a person is either intentionally, or recklessly committing murder, depending upon the circumstances. Specific intent to murder the victim is consistent with the Model Penal Code's intentionally murder mental states, and is generally called expressed malice. Most jurisdictions define the element of felony conduct in homicide as conduct resulting in the death of a victim. For murder to be considered homicide, 9 of 50 states in the United States generally require that an element of intent exists. It is its nature that it does not need any particular details or definitions in law in order for it to be considered murder. Someone may be guilty of murder if the death occurs in the commission of an unsafe crime, even if that person is not the killer. Bill may not be guilty of first-degree murder, even if the death occurs during the course of a dangerous felony. Here, Aaron would be guilty of first-degree murder, since a death occurred in the course of a dangerous felony, and death was the predictable outcome of Aaron's actions. In some common law jurisdictions, if a victim survived more than a year and one day after an assault, a defendant charged with homicide is innocent. A defendant in California may be found guilty of murder by killing a fetus that he or she, as a mother, could have ended on her own, without committing the crime. In some, killings committed through acts such as strangulation, poisoning, or lying in wait are also treated as first-degree murder. Importantly, the primary crime cannot be an offense that is a lesser-included crime, such as assault, otherwise all felony homicides will be homicides, since they are all felonies. Except as provided in Section 113 of this title, anyone, within the United States specific maritime and territorial jurisdiction, who attempts to commit either murder or manslaughter, shall, for the attempted commission of murder, be imprisoned for a term not exceeding 20 years, or be fined pursuant to this title, or both, and for the attempted commission of manslaughter, be imprisoned for a term not exceeding 7 years, or be fined pursuant to this title, or both. The requirement that the person killed be other than the person who committed murder does not include suicidal persons in the definition of murder. In the majority of cases, evidence showed extreme violence occurred years prior to the killing. In fact, in 5 out of the 6 cases where victim information was available, the victims were unknown to their attackers shortly before killing them. Cindy and Blomgren noted that the contact with extreme violence or killing distinguished their group of 10 killers from the control group. The results, the nature of the murderous acts by 9 of the murderers, and the quality of their juvenile violence behaviors, are summarized in comparisons of murderers to common delinquents. The results of a comparison between the 9 murderers and the 24 imprisoned nonviolent delinquents can be seen in: the parents of these juveniles were abusive, and while no police records are available, The authors suspect many had run afoul of the law. Sargent describes five children with homicidal tendencies, and suggests a
familial plot whereby children killing act on an unconscious desire by their parents. African-American children and adolescents, especially in the South, were shocked at Jett's photographs and by the results of murder trials. The killing of 14-year-old Emmett Till in 1955. The killing of 14-year-old Emmett Till in 1955 brought national attention to racial violence and injustices that were widespread in Mississippi. Were someone to confine a single study to issues of violence, one could easily speculate about the ancestral propensity for violence on the basis of these young killers' familial abuse. 10 days after the killings, on May 31, the two boys admitted and showed a public prosecutor how they killed their victims. Two journalists had also covered the murder trials, and were key to helping locate certain key witnesses. Two reporters, Moses Newson and Simeon Booker, were assigned to cover the murders for the Tri-State Defender and Jett, respectively. French's defense attorneys maintained that the killing was accidental, just as French told police when he admitted. Alan Showery later confessed to killing, but subsequently said that he was only a child, and retracted his confession. His confession came months after Howe, and after the grand jury returned a charge of aggravated murder and robbery.
Episode 2 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Alan Gregory. Adios.